Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm out to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I would.
river. No, others leave them frying in the griddle in the middle like moony. You're phony cause your style's baloney, but that rock's no filler. Ain't a girl in Sierra putting rappers on ice and lock the bodies in the chiller. The way you bust it up, I'll chuck nasty style like throw up, blow up, then go nuts like a lady ninja killer. I feel you deep beneath the surface. It's the rays from Page, I heat it up like a furnace. My steel got smoke, check the gamma ray from the She-Hulk. Stomping through your territory, new rap female category winner. And your style gets played out like the spinners. Not a soprano, an alto, the rage is a tenor. My voice is just right, I bust hypodermic to get in the mind's eye. Making you hip-hop junkies wanna fly like eagles. My style short but cathedral steeples. Showing and proving even a lady can be diesel. So I break a breaker, you best keep on trucking. And roll on with that chicken shit that's plucking. You're stuck in, stupid, you doofus. I'm rhyming so hard I'm knocking out your toothin'. A teacher, believe this shit, but head just get played out like beavers. Receive it, it's yours, lyrical murderer, I'm still rocking on.
Rock on, rock on, the lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest lyricist.
Now I'm an explosive vocalist, make you readjust your focus. No hocus pocus, no bogus, I'm the dopest. Lyrics be the locust, where it's so copacetic. I see through your synthetics with my telekinetics. I mean my telepathics from this mouth of madness. Rose, one of the baddest in existence, my existence is prevalent. You'll get dropped. I'm rhyming so hard I see you knocking out spots. Cause I slam like collision from your vision to me. If you can't touch it, not even a smidgen to me. Your pigeon shit to me, so drop it, drop it.
Damn,
hit
this shit,
I
right?
Take a puff then I blow up like Moby. Running lyrics quicker than Toby. What's my name? Yeah, you know me. Rage, lyrical murderer. What's my name? Yeah, you rage, lyrical murderer. Yeah, you know me. So if you wanna see me, turn on your headlights. I make you run red lights trying to catch it. Slamming to the radio in the wreckage. Towed away, blowed away. Cut down, mowed away. Curled up like Ola Ray. So let me straighten it out, cause I'm a thriller. Motherfucking MC cold killer. When I cock back, you better drop that. Yo, hop back, I rock that the dawn. Yes, I'm still rock on.
Rock on, rock on. The lady you raise, lyrical murderer, the baddest living.
Looking for my
moving the mixtape like Quake Boots Fast.
Fascism will stop us all. Back when I was young, I knew this shit would come. Black dreams, a blank canvas, paint the picture with some mud. First wash up the system, sanitize our brothers. Black cars, black clothes, black make everything glow. Black homes, black stores, we need more that's black owned. Uncle Tom, Susie Dance, better take some facts home. Revolution, real shit, if you scared to stay at home. Real, recognize real, all that fake shit don't condone. And we posted at the Hampton House. Now we ain't leaving this bitch, less me in handcuffs and shackles. They know the people shut shit down, so they don't wanna battle. It's free of Marlin, fuck the law, they labeled all felons for nothing. If we gon' die, then we gon' all fall for something. I told my niggas we gon' all ball. Just understand it, money made to manage. Turn ourselves against us, separate and make them hold standards. Better take your temperature when you speaking the camera. Power to the people, make them stand down. My city home to a lot of broken homes. What the fuck is going on? We need structure. They locked up the ones that lead the stone, trying to take away the throne. Hop up on the track, I bring that shit back. I'm from where that loose lip talking to get your shit snapped. Grew up with a vision in the book, write about what I saw. Dodging these prisons and closed castles because I'm black. And we got in the glow from the seas to the flow. Nigga, watch me grow. Third I move away, then I woke. Got it in my mind, so I'ma do it. I can't waste no time, can't let them devils outdo me. Ever since school, man, them teachers try to school me. Ever since the JIT, every time I get up in the stool, I'm making hits. Ever since the JIT, I knew that I was gonna be rich. When I fumbled with that ball, I had to pick it up. I ain't even trip, I'm from the trenches. Car got on my back, another victim. I'ma go out blasting before they get me. And I forgot to mention that my brother's coming with me for a semi. We do more than talk on instrumentals. We get up and get it known around the city for some victory. Yes, we did it. No television, it's the real image. I'll go back third act cause I got a different vision. And watch me get it. I'ma hop up on the track and put the flow up. I've been rapping for the world, they need to know us. I'ma stand up for my people, stand up for the world. I'ma stand up for my people where we come from. Then that nigga hitting every note, and it goes. Step up out the water, I'm a boat. And everything I wrote is black rope. Everything I own is black owned, nigga.
Like we always did, if you actually make the business at the age of 20, and you say, I don't want to make that commitment on this because for different reasons that I'm too young to die, I want to live a little bit longer. What you did, you did already.
Let me say it in the spirit of liberation. I've been gone for a little while. At least my body's been gone. You ain't got to see that to me. At least my body's been gone for a little while. But I'm back now, and I believe that I'm back to stay. I believe that I'm going to do my job, and I believe that I was born not to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die in a car wreck. I don't believe I'm going to die from slipping on a piece of ice. I don't believe I'm going to die because I got a bad heart. I don't believe I'm going to die because of lung cancer. I believe that I'm going to be able to die what I was in the thing that I was born for. I believe that I'm going to be able to die high off the people. I believe that I will be able to die as a revolutionary in the international revolutionary proletarian struggle. Why don't you live for the people? Why don't you struggle for the people? Why don't you die for the people?
Hey, Free of Mall Radio, we live in direct. Let's get locked and loaded. Another episode, January 18th, 2023, y'all. That was, as we cut, was going to be coming in a little delayed, man. But, hey, that's a youngster, third eye, PC, did a video for Streets, Chamber Friends Streets Party 2 years ago, 3 years ago. In fact, we got a BBPC APB, All Points Bulletin out for him. We ain't seen him in a while. That's a song he did right there. But that was, of course, Chairman Fred Happy giving it to us, y'all. January 18th, I almost said 2022, but 2023, y'all. Again, man, the spirit of making history, taking history, taping history, man. Let's take a pause for the calls. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Hey, make a call. Let somebody know that we are live and direct again. Let's get locked and loaded for another episode. And the calling numbers are 929-477-3785. Press 1. Of course, again, man, I'm still, hey, that was Chairman Fred speaking. I am, as Chairman Fred would say it too, proletarian, revolutionary, intoxicated, to be astronomically intimidated. In other words, in plain language terms, too high of the people to be shook up. I want y'all to tag team with us tonight. You know, we try to keep the hove to the last minute before the flyers get out. So, you know, because, I mean, contradictions are moving a million miles a minute, especially in these times where we try to get, you know, catch up, not in a reactionary way, but catch hot off the plate. Just got some news earlier today regarding Bank of America, Zelle, and the banks. So I'm going to need somebody else. I'm going to need y'all to jump in with us, because the deal is, even though we may not be too informed on all these subjects ourselves, we don't come as know-it-alls. The deal is, we want to set an arena where we have a conversation in the correct context, that political context. So if any one of our listeners can help us, in the information that they've heard about, they may be more in tune with what's happening, so we can give us information, we can, put it in political context. Historically, you try to understand political context. So we can talk about, the fall of the banks, what's going down. And a lot of times these contradictions, you're like, why are they contradictions with the resources, the money? Because, who prints the money? So when the government going to shut down, is that enough economy? Or, even different stuff about the hackers and so on and so forth. And, we're talking about everything. We're talking about floods, the disproportionate impact on who impacts, heart. And when we even hear about it being an issue, it must hit a certain section of the community. In other words, it's an old axiom that goes something when white people catch a cold, we catch pneumonia. Like they said, a lot of times black people even know that the Great Depression even exists. It's like, it was so bad in the 1920s, stock markets had crashed. We started, people had to eat potato soup, and black folks were like, what? Y'all got some potatoes? You know what I'm saying? So we want to talk about this in context. What's happening? What happened with the discussion about the banks? If you have any information, feel free to call in, tap in, because we're coming with us at 929-477-3785 and press 1. Also, there's a case in Memphis. I think it's Tyree Nichols. Police, and I don't know if he subsequently is murdered, or he beat pretty bad. You see the images. So insight? While I'm speaking, you might can type in these names: Tyree Nichols. So if you can check in there, let us know. We want to talk about that. We're going to open the door. Because, again, we don't come, we want to heighten the country, so we have these conversations in the correct context. And I say not the correct context, because a lot of times we talk about different subject matters. We come in with we're forced to have a reactionary assessment, or, the way the ruling process says, okay, you can talk about this, but this is how you're going to talk about it. We want to talk about it in the correct political context. So, of course, this latest case of police terrorism in Memphis, Tennessee. So that also, we're going to be talking about acknowledging of legacies in general, again, legacy, but in particular, that's the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King, who was assassinated, and we stress that again, assassinated April 4th, 1968, we've had this discussion before, contrary to what, even that, the term assassination, as opposed to it being limited to some racist, right dude, James Earl Ray, happened to be across the Lorraine Motel, sort of rightfully claimed happened to be in the direct range to be able to do this hit. But we won't talk about that. Talk about even as important. It does make a difference. Assassination, dad, whatever the case may be, and even to put in the context of Dr. King's family, his lineage. I don't know if everyone's familiar with his mother being straight out, assassinated inside the church, literally. His brother, Albert King, who was an avid swimmer, and they claim he is supposed to drown in a swimming pool. Can't imagine, even they said about Rodney King, they put that in a swimming pool. So, the latest thing was calls for some neat discussion. The $10 million, memorial, but the monument that was supposed to, it was erected in all places, Boston, and it was erected in respect for Dr. King, and we say everything is political, time and location, what in this post, and there's a lot of people saying, what is it? You know what I'm saying? And it reminded me of an old Sanford and Son episode and how even art, you know, so it was a scene with, you know, Fred, with Fox portraying Fred Sanford and Lamont, and they went to this, you know, this high-class art museum. And, you know, they said, what is it? And they're making jokes. And, you know, and a lot of times we have, you know, this, we say, well, our taste is not up to that point. We have not developed to really understand art. But if you start hearing about the different prices, the stuff that's going around, you know, how much, you know, stuff costs. And art in particular, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, artists will tell you about, you know, over subjectivity. And, like, with artists, but the reality is, even if a person tends to say something subjective, reality is, the objective reality trumps that. In other words, the portraits of the Mona Lisa, portraits of, you know what I'm saying, of Jesus, you know what I'm saying, the famous artists, you know what I'm saying, and you say, well, artist may say, well, I'm just saying this from my particular viewpoint, how I see something, but the implications, you know what I'm saying, that can decide, like, even, yeah, I know I'm going to be real careful, I know you got to be careful when you start talking, you know, like, but biblical scholars, you know, the Bible, I think it's Revelations chapter 1, verse 14, I think they say, like, you know, the description, the physical description, how they describe Jesus, you know what I'm saying, like, the hair like wool, you know what I'm saying, the feet like bronze, even geographically, the location, and the artist, it can, that's how you see an arrogance to say, well, this is how I see it, regardless of, you know what I'm saying, whatever other dynamics you're talking about. And we want to talk about the politics of art, you know what I'm saying? And you can, and similar to like even food, like even food channels, you can look at certain historical periods and say, wait a minute, this is who was occupying that land, who was colonizing the people at that particular time, so on and so forth. So we want to talk about that. And this, like I said, there are definitions for, you know, for a chair, for a microphone, you know what I'm saying? You know, for Facebook, there's a definition. But, you know, like even... there was a post the other day, an individual said, they're going to bring Hollywood to Africa. I said, oh, no. If you said, what, you know, why you say that, Champ? I said, damn. I said, heads up, man. You know, what you want to do? And mind you, the movie industry, like even in Nigeria, the type of movies that come out of Nigeria, I mean, the work ethic, like, I don't even know the actual number of movies that produce in Nigeria daily. So a lot of times the politics, we get caught up in the white man's eyes, caught in the black man's eyes, and like you said, well, you have certain dynamics of movie making, but there's a politic that comes with Hollywood, and that politic is a lot bigger than just lights, camera, action. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, people like even as recent people talk about the contradiction that occurred in Hollywood. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, you refer to the casting couch and what you got to do to get a scene, so on and so forth. And a lot of people talk about, I guess, an aberration or this shock to hear about, you know, even, and I think we hear about these, sometimes we speculate, we hear about sexual assaults or whatever, whether it be in any respective field or genre, you know, the movie industry, the music industry, the streets, let's go even child slavery. As a subjective view assessment, they like to, it's just, you know, men or women. And, you know what I'm saying? And I tell people they negate every other race contradiction and the gender as opposed to similar to like the assessment where they say race, even clinical psychology is not a sexual crisis. I think it's a psychological. And, you know, we wouldn't go for that. Like, it's even political. People, you know, they minimize, like, they say, like, it's a code. Even in prisons, they say, you know, well, you know, prisons have a code, you know what I'm saying? You know, when you come into jail for certain, you know, children, rapes, so on and so forth. And even the body, like, you know, so, you know, comedian James Richard Pryor made a joke about how brothers would be out in the corners and they would be holding their private parts. And they said, brother, why are you doing that? It's a white man that took everything else. I'm trying to hold on to this. And with the political dynamics of that. So you were talking about, you know, saying, so really want to up there. It's just not how these elementary assessments. We talk about different contradictions. Like, again, art. Well, this is how I see it. So So cut to the chase. There's this, I don't know, this bronze, whatever, not statue, but this piece is erected, and I mean, it was all type of assessments coming. I mean, from you know, here to there, you know. So they said, man, what did you see that as? And they later say it was supposed to be actual the arms of Dr. King embracing Coretta Scott King. But we want to know your thoughts on that, you know. So you see it, $10 million, and I say I could imagine. The backroom meetings that occurred in Boston, I repeat, in Boston, I could imagine. Because I think we see pieces, we say, oh, who's the artist? I think the guy's name is Randall Scott. I get a correction, clarity on his name. But like we look at movies, look at art, we look at rappers, the rap industry, we see the face on it. You know, a lot of times people be shocked at who's writing the lyrics, who's the videos, who's controlling the videos, who's controlling the image and all that. You best believe with $10 million in Boston, you best believe, do some history on Boston. Look at sports. You know, you look at different, you say different basketball teams. You say, okay, Detroit Pistons, you know, Isaiah Thomas, you know, Lakers, Kobe Bryant, Chicago, Michael Jordan. Boston, you look who they to this day, regardless of all the Robert Parrish's and all them other cats, you know what I'm saying, that's the trend. Man, Larry Bird, you know what I'm saying? And this is, you know what I'm saying, the whole thing of, I mean, the dynamics of, you just have Boston, and I've been to Boston before, and they say the significance of it being that is this is what Dr. King and Coretta Scott King had met. We want to talk about it, your thoughts in the country, you know what I'm saying? The politics of art. We live on the record Freedom Mall Radio here, Intellectual Radio, y'all. Look, the call number is 929-477-3785. Press 1 to get in. Do we have any callers in queue?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Free them all. Okay, so we got people coming in. Got cousins I see popping in. Oh, free them all, yes, indeed. Callers can follow back up with us. I know we came back from Iowa, Devonna Walker. The case and the updates on that is I think the funeral is set to be this Saturday, but we've been doing some research on who are not familiar with the case, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. And you know, I say Iowa, the parts of Iowa. Just was stabbed to death of a person, was referenced as a nigger. And you know, that's important to point in because these are elements that you have, you know what I'm saying, circumstantial factors. It's a term they use, like factors that must be inclusive in the conversation, you know what I'm saying? Let me come to the 1 minute term I'm trying to think of, but it's just in the case of India, like, you know, there were people discussing, like, well, was she in the threshold of their house? Was she in an altercation with a young lady? The deal is race is something that you cannot negate, first of all. Any conversation, you know what I'm saying? And I know there's a, like in Chicago, he's trying to say there's a melting pot, and you know what I'm saying? America, in particular, tries to put this facade, you know what I'm saying, that the race contradiction, you know, is, you know, all people from all nationalities can come in and make it, so on and so forth. And it's ironic that this is the big kahuna of capitalism and race. I put something up not too long on social media, and a young lady tapped in. She said, "Well, it's white people." I said, "Well, capitalism, imperialism was born out of white power. So I mean, that's the politics of it." And you when you have situations even within the black community, there. That different dynamics that people there point out, where this person was an older person, or even this person lived on this side of town, so on and so forth. But there's a continuous attempt to duck and dodge the elephant in the room, that being the race contradiction. And like even the case in Indianapolis, there was a white lady who stabbed a young Asian lady recently. And I don't know if the Asian lady died or not, but the race, I forget the term, she said something or not, whatever term she used, but that's up front. They're acknowledging that contradiction. And it's and I tell you, we're forced, whether there's attempt to make it like that, just us even acknowledging it, we're racist. Like, you know, just even saying, like, you know, that people say, you know, it's, you know, that's why I knew, like, even when people, that's why that was one of the telltale signs when that was the first discussion about Black Lives Matter. It was tamed through the door. It's what you mean, tamed through the door. For people, I mean, certain things you look at, say, okay, if the ruling class is comfortable with saying that word black, you know what I'm saying, it's been vetted. You know what I'm saying? There are certain things you come in and say, okay, then vetted, because this is, that's something in the black community, just even acknowledging it, it's like, you know, you're taught to believe that you're saying, you know, you are an aggressor, or just even acknowledging it. Like, if you say, so you, later on, you've seen when it took like a certain dynamic, or, you know, some people didn't get the script, they didn't get the game plan, and some of you actually, you know, saying coming in, talking about the black community, and, you know, you've seen, say, okay, well, they say, okay, it's time to, you know, dilute it, even though it came through the door, you know what I'm saying? Let me scratch that. Let me back up on that. Let me reassess that. Because it's important to know. It's important to note the initially there is organic before the organic movements with, you know what I'm saying, and actions in our community. Even if we don't notice it, a lot of times we don't see it until the ruling class has took it and tapped into it. You talk about, it's kind of like the coca leaf, places like Afghanistan and so on and so forth. The coca leaf in its raw, natural, or in its form. You know what I'm saying? People say, well, I never heard of that. You know what I'm saying? But this it exists. You know what I'm saying? And it's something that is used for medicinal purposes, or just, you know what I'm saying? And it's not used in a detrimental way. And a lot of times people don't see it. They come into contact with it. It's been cut. You know what I'm saying? The chemicals, capitalism has put its hit on it. And you see the color taken up out of it, and you see what, you know what I'm saying, the crack phenomenon, hip hop, a phenomenon that, you know what I'm saying, make this, you know, just something that's, you know, happening, you know what I'm saying, in the boroughs of New York in particular, and, you know what I'm saying, but the ruling class have their ear to the ground. They say, what's going on? What's happening on that plantation? What are they doing? You know, what are they, so it's like, okay, what's happening? The word is on the street that they're talking about, it's so intense, they're talking about going to Washington, D.C. and shut down everything. What do you mean shut down everything? I mean, no planes going to leave, no, so on and so forth. So the ruling class, the likes of former U.S. President John F. Kennedy, like, they say, the first thing, they call representatives of the petty bourgeoisie. They say, okay, they call for a meeting. Malcolm X talked about the Big Six. And say, now, how can we stop this? So we can't stop it, because, you know what I'm saying, because what? They didn't start it. You know what I'm saying? That's, so I want to note that. So the deal is, you look at the resistance and the bubbling of the groundswell from the community, and, you know what I'm saying, then the ruling class, they don't create it. You know what I'm saying? So that's the point to distinguish. That's the point to distinguish. It's, you know what I'm saying? They take phenomena. They still saying, incorrectly define them, incorrectly assess them, and flip and make it work a distance to the people, whether it be phenomena such as hip-hop, whether it be even our movements, you know what I'm saying? And that's why it's important to come through the door, or that, you know, to say what ideology is, a structure, an identity of this is what this is, and, you know what I'm saying? Because any liberalism that's over the wishy-washy, like, you know what I'm saying, like I told this young brother, who was brought into the prisons, and I remember seeing him. It was Joliet Prison. I remember the conversation like it was yesterday, and I would see him move around. You know, so you could see he wasn't clear. You know, on identity, whether it be his respect to religion, or was street organization, none of that. And I said, be real careful, young brother. This is the wrong place to be looking for an identity, for there are individuals who will give it to you. You know what I'm saying? So they're coming through the door with a clarity on this, what this is, you know. Bring on, Comrade Chairman of the Lord, chapter 8, right on. And ironically, we're talking, you know, we had a discussion yesterday where our comrade, I got to receive some other phone calls the other day. And people saying, I just watched Channel 9 News. And they were saying that the Black Panthers in Chicago with this group, and automatically certain forces do that. They say, no, we know, you know what I'm saying, anything that, you know what I'm saying, like our brother Pastor Dave and others call, they say, man, their political muscle has got to the point you can recognize it. No, that's not that. You know what I'm saying? It's important to be, it's not, a lot of people, it's attractive, and it's idealism to say we all want the same thing. And that doesn't exist. You know what I'm saying? I know people like people tell us this. You know, like in Africa, we were all together. No, there were contradictions existed. There were different tribes, different languages. There were contradictions. There were wars. Yeah. Different dynamic though. You know what I'm saying? And the ruling class, they were studying, and it was different contradiction, like in your physical structure, like who had taken place in the Carolinas with the tobacco fields, as opposed who would be placed in Mississippi in the cotton fields, and the different dynamics to take that into account. That's important to come through the door. You know what I'm saying? And this goes back to something I really want to talk about. I want people to call in their thoughts about, like, even art. I remember one young lady, you know what I'm saying, was coming into our organization. And, you know, and for those who know, one of our main mantras is that we had a great-grandchildren of Garvey, the offspring of Malcolm and the cubs of Panthers. Again, the great-grandchildren of Garvey, offspring of Malcolm and the cubs of Panthers. And she wasn't even in the arrogance. You know what I'm saying? I'm tripping up. Even this is eerie. I'm talking about this. You know what I'm saying? Even where she was from, I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Speaking of Boston, it was crazy. And I said, what is that? It was sent to me, and it was the flag the Garvey gave us, the liberation flag, and the colors were switched around. And I called. I said, wait a minute. What is this? And she said, I mean, like, man, like, no harm, no intended. This is how she, it looks better to her with the colors being moved around. Now, mind you, for those who don't know some background, or better yet, black ground on the flag, this is something that the great late Marcus Mosiah Garvey had presented to us, something that regards religious respect of, you know what I'm saying, whether you're at home in Africa or throughout the diaspora, Brazil, wherever you're at, you know, saying the Americas, something that we can identify with is African people. And negated that, and the arrogance was like, well, this is how I see it. And you know what I'm saying? We're talking about this, like even this piece, the politics of that, you know what I'm saying? And Garvey does. I mean, it was attacked. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, contrary to what people are taught to believe, that you know, J. Edgar Hoover, his work was directed at the mafioso. Nothing further from the truth. You know, in fact, J. Edgar Hoover denied the mafia even existed. You know what I'm saying? In fact, his career was not only propelled but birthed of, you know what I'm saying, of coming from a district attorney to, you know what I'm saying, based on his attack on Marcus Mosiah Garvey, the UNIE, Universal Negro Improvement Association, you know what I'm saying? And nothing less long to follow up with their career with the infamous COINTEL program, which is created by, you know, J. Hoover, architected by the former deputy director of the FBI, William Sullivan. But Garvey was in prison. Prior to him being placed in prison, he was attacked. You know, and I'm not just talking about the usual suspect. You say, you know, oh yeah, we heard a white man came. Oh no, go back and do your research. Go back and look at, you know, the utilization of the Communist Party, W.E.B. Du Bois, and others. Go back and look at the struggles that Garvey had, right, when he came to Chicago. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Go back and look at, you know what I'm saying, the slander, those ways of Marcus Garvey. And, you know what I'm saying, him held in line. Look at this, even under intense conditions. The song he wrote, titled "Be Cool," he wrote that, you know, saying while he's locked up. Well, look at the balance you talk about. People say, "Well, what about the women involved in the movement?" Go look at the role. Go look at the role of, you know, both of his first wife and the second wife, Amy Jacks Garvey, edited. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the philosophies and opinions of Marcus Garvey. You know, even when he was, she pushed him out the way when they tried to shoot him. You know what I'm saying? So this is the history that we come from, and this he's placed in the Atlanta Federal Penitentiary, and only released under condition that the ship before we go to it's imperative also to put in context even the case he was given. You know, they were saying, you know, about mail fraud and other stuff. A lot of people automatically, well, he was a good businessman, so on and so forth. And these are, automatically, you know, to attack the people. And I tell people, I don't want to put this brother on Front Street. The other day, it was we were talking about a movie that's based in Chicago, Courtney B. Vance played in. And it was really getting close to home about the politics of Chicago, the police department, the frame. It was getting real close to home. And they filmed season two. They canceled it and said, no, excuse me, they didn't even say nothing. They just canceled it. Automatically, you say, oh, man, the viewership went up. We need to come to black people to start supporting us. Whoa. That's not the case. They have ways, I mean, like, you know, I know a lot of people believe, oh, man, suddenly I got 5 million hits. The record industries, they can press buttons and you'll say, bring up how many hits you want to get on. So you say, how many hits you got. It's kind of like a high-tech way of produce parties. You know what I'm saying? You come by, that's the owners, his staff, you know, the kitchen workers, everybody standing out in the long line, the cold, like, oh, that party got to be jumping because all the people out there waiting, you know what I'm saying? So now it's like going fishing, baited you, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, like you put some other fish on the hook and the fish come for it, you know what I'm saying? So they baited you, you know, all of a sudden this is a lure. It's not even no real fish. The party, it's not even no real patrons, you know what I'm saying? Them hits on social media don't even be no real, but once they fishing for you, so they could have very easily, you know what I'm saying, with God, you know what I'm saying? It was an attack. In fact, one of the first Negro, if not the first Negro, agent provocateur was put in place, at, you know what I'm saying, due to his assignment to attack Garvey. So that's putting in context. So I'm trying to say that for him to come with that color in that formation, red for the blood, black for the people, the great for the land, and was nothing, I said, and it's, you know, the artist, the arrogance. I've had this struggle on a number of different, you know, I artists, you know what I'm saying? And it's like really, like you say, well, how could this person even see this? And you'll say, what reinforces the belief that this is okay, you know what I'm saying? And again, we can say, you know, people say, well, to me, this is that. But the reality is, you know, something has an objective reality. You know, so we're talking about Dr. King, you know what I'm saying, again, who we already... on a thin line with even being clear who he is. You know what I'm saying? Because if this, limit him to one speech. I mean, you know, he had one speech, I Have a Dream. In fact, there's a joke going on social media now. They ask children, who is Dr. King? And the average person, he died for our sins. You know what I'm saying? They have no, so you already, I tell you, with the Black Panther Party, you already dealing with a taboo subject. You already dealing with a subject already. You follow what I'm saying? You already come, you know what I'm saying? And to play any games, you know what I'm saying? It's like you saying, man, hold on, man. This already coming through the door. Now the clarity on what we dealing with. You can't afford the luxury. Black people, we can't afford. I mean, well, white people, they can afford certain luxuries. They say, well, they comedians do this and that. It's certain things we can't afford to make no jokes about. You know what I'm saying? Like you see different memes about Dr. King. You know what I'm saying? People do the playing the games with the Photoshopping, you know what I'm saying, Dr. King, Obama. I said, no, we already deprived of history already. We can't afford that. You know what I'm saying? You already, I mean, they're already telling you they don't know critical thinking. You know, you mentioned Dr. King, you better not talk about what he said about Vietnam. You know what I'm saying? Intelligent. Go look at some of his speeches. You know what I'm saying? Intelligent. It's really an insult. They don't say they devalue him in one speech. You know what I'm saying? And you go back and look at, you know, even when he came to Chicago, you know, with the tax, you know what I'm saying, from Daily Machine, so on and so forth. So you coming through the door already. You're like, man, are we already shooting the dice, man? So to play games with that, you know what I'm saying? You say, wait a minute, a sculpture, a boss, to say, man, and coming in Boston? What? Go do some history on Boston about the school desegregation. I just said basketball. You look at certain cities, you say, okay, it's just black players. You go talk about different with the street element. You start naming different cities. Oh yeah, man, I know such and such. Yeah, that was, this is, you know what I'm saying? Buffett Johnson, New York, you saw different guys and different leadership, you know, Chicago, different, you know, man, you was Boston, first thing, Whitey Bulger. Whitey Bulger. So you already, to have a discussion about this man, period, in any scenario, you come to the door to Boston, a $10 million budget. $10 million budget. You can imagine them conversations back there with Boston. Believe that. We live direct and free on my radio, y'all. Y'all feel free to come on, tap in, or give me y'all comments, you know, what y'all thought about this. You know, say, again, everything is political, including art. 929-477-3785, press 1. Any calls in queue, Sister Comrade?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Free them all. Okay, y'all, I need a little energy here. Your thoughts. We live on the river. We on intellectual radio. We on Facebook. We on stream, y'all. You know what I'm saying? We on Instagram. And make sure y'all tap in with us. You know what I'm saying? I think the funeral for Dewana Walker is this Saturday in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Out of the time, so from the family listening in, tapping, let us know. Also, there's a big event going out February 11th at the UIC, sponsored by Jesse White. It's going to be some honoring of different actors who you really don't usually hear about. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the script be written a lot in so many cases. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're like, damn, who is he? Before you get there, here's your... here's your entertainers, here's your activists, also. So I'm humbled to say that we are said to be honored, and you know, people be on the ground. You know what I'm saying? Dr. LaShawn, Dorothy Holmes, Cassandra Greer, a host of others who you really don't be hearing about. You know, since I'm the command, some forces in particular, I believe my husbands and others really working on this. And this is not to be ego-driven, but I think it's imperative also that people start, you know, for the history, because again, you got to be like, even with this, like this art subject, they'll go back and look and say, wait a minute, what was said? Cause, you know what I'm saying? I was on this piece yesterday about genealogy, and it was going through Carol Burnett's history, and, you know, her grandmother, she's reading about her grandmother, and they was going back and saying, you know, to Carol Burnett, they was saying, well, you thought this was your father, and this is your grandfather. And they went through all details. They got through, you know, who her grandmother divorced the one guy and married the other guy who was 10 years younger than her. But she went back, and it really was the grandfather who they thought Carol Burnett was. And I think 5 or 6 marriages. I'm listening for a number of things. I'm listening to, like, you know, had there been some black woman, you know how they say it, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, in fact, they talking about the different marriages she had, you know, since she left this one guy. Even, you know, Carol Burnett, he said, well, I know grandma was kind of friendly. You know what I'm saying? I say, you know, it's, and I'm saying, now this way back then, they were going through different notes in the divorce, the decree, where the guy said, hey, the younger guy she married, the grandmother married later on, she never loved me. She loved dude, you know, another guy, and went back to him. I said, now they going back and check. They put stuff in context, you know what I'm saying? Found this paperwork, so on and so forth. Then did, what's the other lady name? Nene, I forgot that lady's name. She performed. She's a comedian too. Did her also. But you look back, this is before, like, even now that we had access to technology, different forms of technology. So you want to, there's going to be certain things, like you look at the pyramids, they look at art, and they say, okay, this show what was going on in this particular period. You know, like, and the significance of art. Napoleon, the whole thing, y'all hear about the 21-gun salute, that was strategic about what the nose, they said, depicted Negroid features, and the width of the nose, the lips, and they kept on shooting the nose down up the Sphinx. So this shows you the significance of, you know what I'm saying, and now you... Art was practical even with us. It wasn't just the whole come to the Sphinx and see this beautiful art piece. It wasn't just abstract, you know what I'm saying? It had to be like, like you colonize the ruling, the colonizer will get you to do stuff that's detached. In other words, you know, just do art for art's sake, or do this, you know, engage in different activities, or even people, you know, talk about the culture nationalists. Sometimes they talk about culture in a detached way. We respect the dynamic of culture, you know. So we need a culture, you know what I'm saying? But it should be intertwined with who you are, you know, to tangible realities. The rule, a lot of times, the ruling class get people to engage in art and different discussions. In other words, it's not no concrete connection to it. Like I was this past weekend when I was in Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Mama Pettis, Duana Walker's great grandmother. Yeah, that's a great grandmother. So we were sitting there, and ironically, the game that came on Mortal Kombat, Grand Theft Auto. And I just, like, she was just noticing it was on the big screen. And I just commented about this, you know, about the contradiction about this carjacking has to be connected to this whole thing about this Grand Theft Auto. And it was so vivid, this big screen, it was so clear. And I'm watching it, and we watched, you know, and then even Mama Pettis was saying, she said, wait a minute, I can't win. I said, I'm going to tell these children not to steal. And you watching this game, it's encouraging it. And I'm even asking the children, and you can see the, and this is a microcosm of all, you know, what's happening to our people. You can see, like people make jokes about it, you know, how grown men get caught with these video games. You know what I'm saying? Be stuck in it. You know, it's like we all did playing the game. But you can see that how transfixed the children were, and we were talking about, I was asking the question, like, okay, this guy's taking his car, and he was running on sheep, you know, dogs, what he's doing, this rattle people. I said, what's the purpose? You know, I mean, he's like, he's trying to get home. I said, well, I'm understanding why he got to go run over this person. You're trying to get home. You know, so you're trying to duck and dodge. You're not trying to tear the car up. And that's what it's like. And that's one of the trappings or the characteristics of imperialism. You look at different dynamics. Like you see the white lady or the white man in Africa sitting on top of the elephant. You're like, well, I'm asking, it must be really hungry. Like, no, we just got a whole room full of tusks and dead carcasses of elephants. You know what I'm saying? It's no need for it. You know what I'm saying? It's opposed to, you say, okay, like even when you engage in battle, there's a need for it. Like I give another example recently. Meek Mill, rap artist in Philadelphia, they was talking, I said, notice when he said he was in Africa. He said, you know, he witnessed that love, he was saying that. And he had said, it's a big thing, I mean, a big TMZ, had a big piece up there how he's robbed of his phone. But you look at, you know, how he put out the call. He said, man, if you might get my phone, you know, get that. He joined. That's a Philadelphia term, too, y'all. I don't have to go visit Mumia Abu Jamal. He's like, well, that's a Philadelphia term. But it wasn't antagonistic for him to even ask if I can get that phone back to him. But you like, even the theft of the phone, as opposed to like when you look at the carjackings and stuff in the States, this, like Field Marshal George Jackson said, capitalism, it not only affects the economy, but it affects the psyche of the people. You'd be like, why did Cat go kill the dude? You know what I'm saying? You could just see the disdain, the hatred. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, just the unnecessary killing. You know what I'm saying? Take the car, kill him, shoot him. You know, it's not no, well, they trying, you know what I'm saying, stick up, you'll get some food for the house. You know, you took this. And that's the psychic that it produces, you know what I'm saying? So that's what it does. You be like, get this comedian brother name. Well, Dave Spill also commented on, but this other brother, his name is DC. Not DC Young Fly. It's another brother, older brother. I met this brother too, very intelligent brother. Man, I think his brother name. But he said, when they asked him, they approached him about playing a woman, and he said, there are eligible women right here that would like to play the role. You know what I'm saying? Why would you want me to play that? You know what I'm saying? And see, this is what can, you know, it's not a necessity. You know what I'm saying? For, you know what I'm saying, to do this, the gluttony and the exploitation. You know what I'm saying? Like you look at, you know, there's a piece one time on the Animal Channel I was watching, and they're gonna take these pigs and they're gonna inject them with the steel piece is gonna inject to reproduce other piglets. And the guy was saying, I don't understand. The quality of the meat tastes better with the pigs having organic, you know, they just organically engaged in, you know, insects. You say, is something wrong with the male pigs? Are they not, you know? You say, no, they're doing it. But you say, well, you get a more quantity of pigs? Dude said, no. So the interview was kind of confused. Like, why is you telling this still, they're going to invest this money? Then you start finding out who's getting funded, the corporations, the steel, producer steel. You'll say, even to our war. You're like, why are they going to, the country said they're going to yield, and we're attacking them. You know, you come in, they say, well, George Bush Jr. came into office. They say, well, you had your hand and swear you in the office. His hand wouldn't even put down good. He called, he got Condoleezza Rice and Coley, and to me, we going to Saddam Hussein. We going to Iraq. What? Weapons of mass destruction. Like, hold on, where'd that come from? The contracts have already been getting it. Now you go Halliburton, Cheney's company, the deal has been already. So we have to, that's the politics of the deal. So we come with this naivety, like, oh, yeah, well, maybe they got to go to war to defend the democracy or, you know, man, some people come to me, tell we don't want no smoke. You're like, man, we got this. You happen to be right here. This canal, Afghanistan, this canal come through here. We know we run this through here. We need this here. We got plans for just saying the cartel in on down the road. Bill Clinton come through with NAFTA, North American Free Trade Agreement. Other companies say in America, we can produce it cheaper here. And like, dude, this is bigger than you. Don't flatter yourself. You know what I'm saying? You look at different movies and stuff. You're like, man. Why are they doing this here? You know, they know it's going to create a crime situation in Chicago. You'd be like, how they got to stop the this group already created stop the violence, even though ain't no violence even happening. Wait for it. And you know, wait for it. You know, these video games, you ain't be no psychic. Detail. Go look at Grand Theft Auto if y'all can. Tell me, go just walk, just take a minute. Go look at those who are not. Go look at Grand Theft Auto. Look at the details of it. Check it out. Look at the details of it. And Timmy, you know, said, I know some of you will be saying, well, we got to just be, it's just a game, and don't take it seriously, blah, blah. Man, did this here. The impact of the images, you know what I'm saying? Oh, man. I remember us walking to get our Adidas gym shoes, you know what I'm saying, just from Ron DMC, my Adidas, you know what I'm saying? I remember that, you know what I'm saying? The impact, you know? I remember hitting the cigar rock, you know, Paul Leader, you know what I'm saying? I remember getting followed put on the back of the Blazers, those who know me back in the day, you remember that? Man, Rod Kim, I told Rod Kim about that. He said, what? Yeah. You didn't, man, come on, huh? No callers in queue, y'all. Y'all need y'all to tap in. Let us know where we at, y'all. 741-740. Okay, yep. 929-477-3785 and press 1. Always throw this in there. Make sure y'all will support y'all. Can always, you know what I'm saying, $cash, save the Hampton House. Go to PayPal. If I repost it up there, you know what I'm saying. Parisha, what are you at? You've been putting a post back up there lately? Yeah, I know you got the children. Y'all got the children. That's important. You know what I'm saying? Like I've you say, you know, my grandmother's house, grandparents, so on and so forth. And speaking of couples, man, I'm going to give her condolences. You know, she got to be a hell of a lady to be there. She's a judge. Judge told her, whose husband, she refers to as Big E. I think he passed at 71 years old. And I mean, and the advice, the intelligence of this lady, man, she be on it. Just told her, yeah, she done like the couples thing with the hip hop, but before that, divorce court, phenomenal lady. Just my condolences to her, her family. That Courtney B. Vance, Angela Bassett, you know, again, phenomenal. You know what I'm saying? Denzel Washington, Paul Washington. You know, these are people in the industry I'm talking about. I mean, but we got examples. You know what I'm saying? Y'all be seeing me put up community couples. You know what I'm saying? Post them up. These images that, you know what I'm saying? Because this is in contrast to what the meat, like you look at how they tail on them. People, main faces, we can't show this because they know the images alone, how it impacts people. Just like I said, the impact of James Evans, you know what I'm saying? Florida, you know what I'm saying? The good times, the impact. And I would tell someone, I say, you have a different child. This is not to be subjective, like I'm going to anybody in particular, but you just, man, I just looked at a phenomenal commentary about the song with Moneybagg Yo and Glorilla. And the sister said, I don't know. She said, there are people who are looking for love and have love, and you know what I'm saying, like relationships. And I've looked at that in contrast to Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell. You know, just how you, and you go listen to the contrast, man. I'm talking about the toxic, the disdain that's bred. You know what I'm saying? You can feel it. You know what I'm saying? And after generation, you make it. You know, you comfortable to it. You know what I'm saying? You can become normalized. You know what I'm saying? You know, become normalized. So again, everything is political, man. But I'll let y'all call him. You know, y'all thoughts about this. You know what I'm saying? This conscious in regard to this. I think it was referring to the sculpture of Dr. King, Chris Scott King. Tell me now, well, you know, why wouldn't they just touch something more concrete and say, okay, well, let's talk about Dr. King. You know, both of them is embraced. You know what I'm saying? Well, you got to play these word games, you know what I'm saying, in this post-racial society. No callers in queue? Okay, we're gonna curb out early tonight, y'all. Gonna hit y'all with that. Definitely, you know what I'm saying? Keep, let me say, get no calls in queue before we curb out. No comments, no questions?
I wish no callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come into queue, please press 1.
Right on. We can't pull that Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell thing. Ain't no mouth to that. Something like that. So Marvin Gaye and Tammy Terrell, it was a hell of a song. Let's get it for next week. Y'all let us know, too. Whoever support y'all can't hear this. So we're going to be going out for the funeral service of DeWanna Walker. Cedar Rapids, Iowa, this Saturday. Let's keep y'all there with the case in Memphis, Tennessee. I think it's Tyree Nichols. As always, we always push the case of God's can't save the heaven house. On our club and community calendar, we got some big days coming up. February 17th, birthday of Visionary Minister UEP Newton. Also, be ready for some contributions we got to have our guards up for in regards to attempts to hijack some more attempts to hijack the legacy of the Black Panther Party. I know y'all be like, damn, champ, how you think I feel? I got to sit with a political bulletproof vest on. I mean, like, literally. I said, champ, take a break. I said, I'm scared to close my eyes. I mean, every time we turn around, it's a constant attempt to hijack this legacy, man. Real talk. You know what I'm saying? And it's, you know, hey, his legacy is more important than our life, man. Dr. King's legacy. I've seen a piece with Richard Pryor was talking about it, you know what I'm saying? And see, the monument in D.C., the statue they did for D.C., a Chinese man supposed to have done that one. And Maya Angelou, they had to go back and redo some of the words. Yeah. The tall white the monument in D.C., it was somewhere they said, well, we just editing for space, you know what I'm saying? You got to be real careful with these jokers now. And Maya Angelou said no, because the way they worded it, took one word out, it made him appear to be arrogant. You know what I'm saying? See, you have to, you subjective, you're like, oh, they understand what we're talking about. No, you have to, certain things, the emotions, how was, you know what I'm saying? And other people come in, they stress this, man. You have to be really on point with, you know what I'm saying? Because sometimes these are people's first time acknowledging this here. First contact. Boston. Probably their first time even to talk about Dr. King in public. You know what I'm saying? So you have to acknowledge that and say, "Wait, this is your first." And it sticks in your mind. One of my comrades was telling me that their daughter was seeing going through the showing the Red Book, and Chet Miles Young's picture was there, and the daughter was not even two years old. So that's not Chairman Fred. That's not the chairman. He's not even 2 years old. This is the impact. You know what I'm saying? We have to take, you know what I'm saying? So your first context, your certain dynamics, you know what I'm saying? You got to be conscious about that, y'all. I've done yesterday. Everything is political, including that of art, y'all. Yes, indeed. Again, y'all tap in with the word, you know what I'm saying? Keep your hands up, eyes on the fist, clench, y'all. We coming up on February. Our logo, our statue is black people on the verge of becoming history. So again, it's really making history, taking history, taping history, y'all. Keep your heads up, eyes open, and fist clenched, y'all. What's it called? Free them all. Tune in again. We're going to do this on the same time, same station next week, y'all. That's what it is. Free them all. Scummer, take us on out. That's what it is. I'll see y'all tapping in. Hold on, Janice Pass. We're going back to the funeral Saturday, right? Janice Pass. This Saturday, y'all, I don't know, we don't know the time yet, but Cedar Rapids, Devonna Walker, I keep saying Clark is another sister I know, that same name, Clark, but Devonna Walker, Cedar Rapids, and we put in all cases that are similar, you know, saying some of the contradictions, pulling them out there, but at the funeral services, y'all, Devonna Walker, this Saturday, Cedar Rapids, y'all, again, we're going to put a call to for Merrill's, Merrill candidate form, they'll say official call was their position on certain things in the black community. We put out a call before, only one that even, you know, say even came to some events we put forward was Commissioner Brandon Johnson. So we put the call out to everyone that's going to send to see where they stand at. Again, that's this Saturday, y'all. So Devon, right on, my sister, right on. Yeah, man, love, respect, right on. Yes, indeed, y'all. Give thanks. It's honor to serve the people, y'all. Get everything is political, y'all. So again, let's make history, take history, take history with the call, free them all. Just for Devonna Walker, just for them all. Free them all.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Population out of hand.
Suicide, too many bills. Hip is moving to the hills.